the home of rock and roll on 85, rocking your ride on the drive at 5 as we welcome in a special guest. Our friends at the Ridgefield Playhouse are famous for presenting some legendary performers in an intimate setting, and April 21st, no exception, as we welcome to town the voice of Emerson, Lake & Palmer and King Crimson, Greg Lake, on the phone with us and bringing the Songs of a Lifetime tour to the Ridgefield Playhouse. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. It was very nice to be here.
So you're promising on this tour songs and stories and audience participation. Sounds like a great time.
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting concert because, you know, how it came about was I've just finished writing my autobiography, unsurprisingly called Lucky Man. And when I was writing it, you know, every now and again a song would pop up that was somehow pivotal or very influential in my career. And at the end of it, I had the whole collection of these songs. And I thought it would be, make an interesting concert to play them together. It was sort of, it represented journey that I've shared together with the audience over my career. And I came up with the title Songs of a Lifetime. And what I wanted to do was provide an intimate concert, because now my late stage of my life and career, the audience are almost like a family. You know, because we've shared this journey together, we've got a sort of bond, I think. And so it was a feeling of, I suppose, part nostalgia, part celebration. And the only thing, you know, I didn't want it to be one of those sort of boring shows where, you know, the singer sits on a stool and strums a guitar and tells stories. I've tried to make it more entertaining, and I've got songs, you know, these are not just the songs that I wrote or that King Crimson and ELP recorded. They're songs that influenced me, that were written and recorded by other people as well.
Well, not for nothing, a lot of those songs with Emerson, Lake & Palmer and King Crimson have some pretty serious production values and a lot going on. How were you able to bring those across as just a one-man show?
Well, I think that's part of the surprise of it. I think when you come and see the show, it's going to be a surprise for people. And in some places, I think they'll be quite shocked. But it is not just a sort of sit-down, storytelling, drumming guitar concert. It's quite a highly produced show. And I think it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be interactive. There will be, you know, a lot of audience participation in it. And so it should be quite a lively event.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you did kind of a similar thing for a few dates last year with Keith Emerson, correct?
The shows with Keith.
Yeah.
They were more to do with the way we wrote the material in ELP. We tried to play the songs that we had written together in a way that sort of really showed the writing of, you know, the very basic versions of the songs, in a way.
And did you feel, just doing them yourself, a little bit more naked this time out as you were getting this tour together?
Funny, I expected to feel very sort of exposed, but the more that I got into it, the more I sort of found a sense of joy in it. It's just a very happy thing to look back on all these wonderful songs. As I say, these are not just songs that I wrote. They're songs that other people performed and made famous as well. So kind of celebration of a lot of good material. So even though I feel, I suppose, a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a challenge doing a one-man show, it isn't really a one-man thing. It's a production, really, behind really the story of my life.
Now, your autobiography that you mentioned, that's coming out as well in three parts over the course of the year. How much overlap is there between the stories in the autobiography and what goes on in the show?
Quite a lot, really, because songs, as I say, are extracted from the autobiography, and the stories that go along with them are included in the autobiography. So, you know, they really are a reflection, a musical reflection of what's in the autobiography. Of course, the autobiography is 400 pages long. So, you know, that's a lot of storytelling.
Yeah, a few more than you can fit in one night, huh?
That's right. But I'm also keen, you know, every time I meet someone, they'll say, oh, you know, Greg, that brain cell in surgery got me through university. Or, you know, I met my wife for the first time. We listened to Pictures and Exhibition together. Or everybody's got a story to tell. Some of them quite dramatic, actually. And the thing is I wanted to have a chance for people to tell their story about this journey. because it isn't just the journey that I went on alone. It's a journey that I shared together with this wonderful audience that have now become really like a family. And so, you know, if you were there back in through the 1970s, 1969, 1970s, then it'll be a wonderful journey to go on again. And if you weren't there and are interested to hear what it was like, that'll also be interesting.
I guess one thing about maybe more Emerson, Lake, and Palmer than King Crimson, but for every song that took up an entire album, you also had some hit single-length songs, and I think that set you apart from a lot of the bands of the era.
I think that was one of the interesting things about ELP particularly, is the dramatic sort of dynamic difference in the band, but you know, one minute it would be very intense, and the other would be very beautiful and fragile. And I think that dramatic difference and that sort of dynamism was part of what attracted people. You know, I hope this show reflects that.
That sounds like a great show. We can't wait. April 21st, RidgefieldPlayhouse.org is the website to get tickets. There aren't that many left. I think we're going to be sold out by the time you get here. So if you've been thinking about the Greg Lake Songs of a Lifetime tour, get on RidgefieldPlayhouse.org or just give him a buzz, 203-438-5795. Greg Lake, thanks for the time this afternoon. It's an honor to talk to you, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Tim, thank you very, very much. Do stop by and say hello.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
And let's roll this Greg Lake and Emerson, Lake, and Palmer classic now on I-95.